better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For 5 years, nearly 800,000 undocumented young people have been able to live in the U.S. without constant fear of deportation. That's all thanks to DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
President Trump ordered an end to DACA 2 years ago, but lower courts blocked that move.
I want dreamers to come from the United States. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I carry in my pocket. I won't do it now, but I have my schedule. And it lists in the black box, U.S. Daily Troop Update. U.S. troops dead, died. 6,900. Yesterday was 6,989.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And when they go low, we got to do whatever we have to do. We may not have won the battle of impeachment, but we're going to win the war of putting him in jail, whatever we have to do. And we're not going to necessarily play fair.
What this was an extortion attempt. This was a shakedown by our dime store Mussolini in the Oval Office.
That was uncalled for.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know what? These are times that call for us to do those things that we believe in. Human rights, environmental rights, climate change. Believe in climate change as though it's a religion. It's not a science.
So, you admit it.
Did you come up with the right one? No? What is we love you out? That's very kind. Thank you. Cost you $19.95.
What is this salty discharge?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We've been talking about national politics a lot in the first 3 hours of the show today. Wanted to go local. There's a lot of bad stuff going on Beacon Hill. And we've been talking a lot about this thing called the TCI, the Transportation Climate Initiative. TCI, I call it TAX. It's a tax. It's one of the most odious things to come along in a long while at the State House. It's basically an attempt to impose a gasoline tax, one of the most hated taxes anytime, anywhere. On the population, only this time there was a case 5 years ago where the voters of Massachusetts voted down an automatic gas tax that had already been passed by the legislature. The legislature understands how much the voters, their constituents, loathe gas taxes because gasoline is something that basically we all need. So they've come up with this scheme to not ever put it before either the legislature or the voters. I mean, could there be anything more obnoxious than that? I think it's unconstitutional to begin with. All taxes have to originate in the House, the Massachusetts House of Representatives. But so they're trying to sneak this thing through. We've written about it a couple of times. We've had some people on talking about it. There have been stories. It's now made national news in Forbes magazine because there are a bunch of states involved in this. And today, even the Boston Globe, after the stories appeared, how many times in the Herald? Three, four, five times in the Herald. It's been in the Lowell paper, the Lawrence paper. It's been, again, national magazines. The Globe finally decided to mention it. So we want to keep you up to speed on this story. This is really, really an obnoxious thing that's being proposed by the so-called Republican governor of Massachusetts and his transportation secretary. Joining us now on the line to talk about this are two of the people who've been trying to get the public's attention on this and will continue to do so. Paul Craney from the Mass Fiscal Alliance and Chris Carlozzi from the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And we've had Paul on the show before, and Chris has never been on. But Paul, can you explain this briefly to people who are just tuning in or haven't been paying much attention to this, what's going on with this TCI, or as we call it, a TAX?
I mean, Howie, what else is there to say about it? It is a tax. It's just the legislature and the governor are all in cahoots because they don't want the public to know about it, so they're trying to skirt it through, and as you mentioned, when the voters had an opportunity to vote on this in 2014, they rejected it. It's a very unpopular tax. So now what they've done is they contrived a scheme where 12 states from Virginia all the way up to Maine come together, their governors, and they say, let's impose higher costs of fuel for vehicles, but not call it a tax, and let's all do it at the same time. That's essentially what TCI, which again is political politician speak for TAX, is doing. And what I would like to tell your audience how they can fight this, how they can push back, is very simple. If they could get on their smartphones, get on their computers, go to massfiscal.org. That's our website, massfiscal.org. There we have a page. It's right there for, you know, as soon as you go to our website, and you could submit your feedback to the TCI bureaucrats who are watching their website. They have a open comment period. And if you go to our website, massfiscal.org,
open comment. The comments are open, but their minds are closed, right? As they always say.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, but you know, if there's enough people in Massachusetts and New England who get fed up with this, they're going to notice it. You know, if the comments come in 2-1, 3-1, 4-1 opposing it, you know, these politicians are going to look at this closely. So if you go to our website, massfiscal.org, you'll see there's a button there you can press where you can put your comment to the TCI bureaucrats. There's another direction that allows you, it's called a call to action, where you click a few buttons, and this is all right at massfiscal.org, and you can contact your state rep and state senator and demand that they take this up as a vote and they should vote against it. So within a few clicks of your mouse button, you can do these things. And then there's two more things. There's also a spot where you can post these links on your social media pages, because we got to get the word out ASAP. And lastly, forward the website, massfiscal.org, to your friends, family, like-minded folks, anyone that you know. Send out an email forward. Get it going. And on that website at massfiscal.org, I have my op-ed that appeared in the Lowell Sun. Chris Carlozzi's op-ed from the Tribune is there. And then that Forbes op-ed. So if you ever need some intellectual backup to back up your points, you know, you got those three op-eds ready to go.
Or if you want some non-intellectual backup, you can go to my columns on it.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing is, again, this is not one state. I mean, this is a giant consortium of grifters have gotten together here. The governor of Maine, Janet Mills, you know, she's been called out by Paul LePage's group for supporting this TCI. And she referred to everybody who's against this as trolls. So if you believe in
if you believe in
constitutional government, you're a troll now. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Chris Carlozzi from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB. What would this do? Because it looks like New Hampshire is balking at this. So what would this do to this would be another blow to service stations, gas stations, independent fuel sellers on the Massachusetts-New Hampshire line, wouldn't it?
You're absolutely right about that, Howie. Plain and simple, TCI is a hidden gas tax. Consumers may not see it as an itemized item at the bottom of her seat when they fuel up or gas up their car, but it is a tax on fuel distributors that will no doubt be passed along to Massachusetts consumers. We represent small
businesses. Yeah, you got to get Chris. You got to get off the speakerphone. You got to get off the speakerphone. You got to speak right into the receiver. Go ahead.
Certainly, we represent small businesses of all types of industry across the board, whether it's retail, wholesale, agriculture, and this is going to increase costs for them, whether it's direct like a landscaper, farmer, or a food delivery company, or indirect like a retail shop where they need to have their products delivered or shipped. It's going to put businesses at a competitive disadvantage. And you brought up New Hampshire. You're absolutely right. While I often hear about TCI being described as 12 states in Washington, D.C., I fail to hear many people mention that New York, Maine, and New Hampshire are not officially part of TCI. They're only participating in discussions. And in fact, as you noted, New Hampshire lawmakers may have seen the writing on the wall several years ago and took legislative action to prevent something like TCI without their legislature debating and taking a vote on it. The exact section of law dates back to 2012 in New Hampshire and says the state of New Hampshire shall not join, implement, or participate in any state, regional, or national low-carbon fuel standards program or any similar program that requires quotas, caps, or mandates.
They saw the handwriting on the wall, I guess.
Now, they read the tea leaves, and absolutely, and they require legislative approval. It's the last three words, prior legislative approval. And unlike Massachusetts, New Hampshire lawmakers have an aversion to tax increases.
Yeah.
So what
Paul, let me ask you something, Paul. We haven't got much time here. Now, doesn't California have something like this already on the books? And what are the prices of gasoline in California as opposed to the rest of the United States?
Well, TCI is a regional agreement to join California. So these 12 states and the district company will be joining California. And California, as you know, is about $4.50 to $5 per gallon. You know, in Massachusetts, it's about $2.20 or $2.50. So, you know, that's the direction that TCI built their whole model on. But I would encourage your audience to go to massfiscal.org, and there you can find out how to actually do something about this. If you happen to be someone that's listening to the show, and you happen to have a legislator who's Republican, we got to get the Republicans in the Massachusetts legislature on board with fighting this. That's the first step. And then we got to get the conservative Democrats and then hopefully some even some liberal Democrats who like process and transparency to support this. But we can beat this back, but it requires people that are listening to your show to do something about it.
And if I can add, in California, it was estimated that it added 12 to 14 cents per gallon. And Oregon attempted something earlier this year that ended up failing, where they wanted to increase it by the fee associated with a cap and trade policy on emissions to 23 cents per gallon by 2021 and ratchet up to $3 per gallon by 2050. But lawmakers in Oregon ended up rejecting that policy.
All right, guys. Give your web address one more time, Paul, just because, again, we're going to stay on this, but you need to start thinking about this, everybody. You know, I mean, they're counting on people being asleep at the switch, as we so often are, unfortunately. What's your address again, Paul, if people want to read up on this and get involved in this?
It's massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. And in December, Howie, is when TCI is going to come out with their proposals for how high they want to hit us all up with taxing.
Just in time for Christmas when nobody's paying attention. How appropriate. All right. Chris Carlozzi from the National Federation of Independent Businesses and Paul Craney from the Mass Fiscal Alliance, thanks for being with us, and we'll try to get some action here going on this. And we have a text from San Diego here from 619. Gas prices are outrageous here. Over $4 per gallon. That's the future, folks. If you don't wake up and get moving, we got to all get moving on this right away. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Earlier we talked about TCI, the Transportation and Climate Initiative, also known as the TAX, a tax on gasoline. And that's pending now at the State House, and that's going to be done by the fiat by the governor without even any legislative approval. There's another obnoxious bill that is pending before the Massachusetts legislature, and it would bring in ranked choice voting, so-called, into the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Ranked choice voting is a slow-moving disaster across the entire nation. It just resulted in the election of basically a communist as a district attorney in San Francisco who lost the popular vote to the incumbent. And that wasn't the first time that had happened. It happened in Maine last year in the 2nd Congressional District. The Republican incumbent was reelected on Election Day, but after they finished counting and recounting the votes, Bruce Poliquin was ejected from office even though he had the most votes. And he sent in testimony to the legislative hearing last week at Beacon Hill, and we wanted to have him on to discuss this problem. Again, this is like the TCI. It's kind of complicated, but they're trying to make it complicated to distract you from what a departure this is from our constitutional protections. Bruce Poliquin, thanks for being on the show. And every time I hear about ranked choice voting, I think about how you lost your seat. It's a really a miscarriage of justice what happened to you.
Hey, Howie, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Yeah, rank voting up here in Maine turned out to be the biggest voter ripoff in Maine history. This is unbelievable, Howie. On election day, I won by 2,200 votes. I got more votes than my other three liberal opponents. However, 9 days later, after complete chaos and trying to use this black box computer algorithm to do all the counting in the different rounds, they awarded the seat to the guy that came in second. Complete fraud, complete ripoff.
How come you couldn't prevail in court? You had good lawyers. We talked to Lee Goodman when he was down here testifying at the state house at the hearing, and he was one of your lawyers. I mean, how could you not prevail? I thought we had one man, one vote in the United States of America. How the hell does this work?
Yeah, well, you know, so did I, Howie. I think what happened is that the courts, and we took it to the district court in Bangor, then down to the first appellate court in Boston, and my goal was to get it to the Supreme Court. I think if we got it to the Supreme Court, then they'd look at the constitutional issues more than the district and the appellate courts did. But I think what happened, Howie, is that some of the folks, looked at turning over an election. You know, it's a state issue. Elections are determined by the states, and so is a 10th Amendment issue also. And I think there was some, I don't know, I'm not an attorney, but there were some quirks about this case that just didn't prevail. But I will tell you, we've been voting up here. You know, you used to live up here, Howie.
Yeah.
We've been voting up here for almost 200 years. One person, one vote, the candidate who gets the most votes on election day wins. It's over. We've been electing people up here that way, whether it be, you know, Angus King or Paula Page, doesn't matter, left, right, center. We've been doing it for 200 years. This was not our idea, Howie, and I'm guessing that in trying to get it passed in Massachusetts is not Massachusetts' idea. Here's the problem. There was this guy named John Arnold, who's a billionaire from Texas, who used to work, I believe, at Enron before it went belly up. He and George Soros have been funding all these initiatives across the country. So they, you know, they overwhelmed us up here, our legislature.
Well,
and
Bruce,
and
didn't it have something to do with the fact that, Bruce, didn't it have something to do with the fact that they were angry that Paula Page had been elected twice? There was a third party candidate in both of those races, even though he became the most popular governor in Maine history. They wanted to make sure that there would never be a Republican elected again in Maine, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. They did it to game the system, Howie, and to rip us off. I'll tell you, the other interesting thing is that we've had two independent governors elected up here. Angus King before he's serving in the Senate now. And also Jim Longley, our first independent governor back in, mm-hmm. I think it was the 70s.
Yeah.
So we've had a history up here of third-party candidates that have won. But I'll tell you, Howie, another reason why this is such a fraud, when these folks came up here and stormed the gates and put their TV ads on and on and on and on, they promised three things. Three things, Howie, and this is over a two-year campaign. Three things. Number one, it would get money out of politics. Number two, these campaigns would be civil. And number three, the eventual winner would get at least 50% of the vote. All three absolute lies. Number one is there was $24 million spent up here in rural Maine, Howie. The national average is like $3 million for a congressional race. $24 million all in. There were 18 outside groups that came up here, just made stuff up, threw it on the screen. It was horrible. And the campaign was the nastiest in state history. And in the end, the fellow that won didn't get over 50% of the vote. Complete scam.
You know what I didn't understand until last week when I spoke to Lee Goodman, your attorney, who was also the Republican member of the Federal Elections Commission during the Obama years, is that this bill has been passed in Sacramento twice, and the two far-left moonbat governors, most recently in California, Jerry Brown, who lived in Oakland, and that now Gavin Newsom, who lived in San Francisco, they both vetoed it because their cities that they live in have ranked choice voting, and they've seen the kind of disasters that this produces. So even far left governors in California are vetoing this for the state of California. And then after Newsom vetoes it last month, they elect this basically a communist as the district attorney of San Francisco who shouts bleep the police at rallies. He defeats the incumbent who got more votes than him. Just that incumbent, you should send her a sympathy card.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the voters in the second congressional district that I used to represent, Howie, for 4 years, they rejected rank voting twice. They rejected it twice. In the end, it was a small group of activists, highly motivated and you know, funded by outside money. They're the ones who push it over the top. And in the end, only 26% of registered voters, you know, put this thing over the top. It was not a mandate. We've been doing this, voting one person, one vote up here for 200 years. It was an out-of-state idea to rig the system and win elections. I'll tell you, Howie, every single day, every day, I have two or three people coming up to me, unsolicited. And one guy from Bath & Iron Works came up to me yesterday at Dunkin' Donuts. He said, Bruce, I've been a huge supporter of yours, but even if I hadn't been, this ranked voting was the biggest ripoff I've ever seen. He said, I was cheated. Why in the heck should someone else get two bites of the apple? My vote didn't even count. He said, it was a complete ripoff. You should be in that seat. I hear this every day.
Yeah, they're trying to put it on the – well, they're trying to get it passed in the legislature down here, as you know, and they're also trying to put it on the ballot. And, you know, I see them at the dump trying to get signatures to put it on the ballot, Bruce, and these old ladies that look like Elizabeth Warren are trying to explain it, these no-nonsense grannies, you know, or about how wonderful it is. And I'm just thinking to myself, if you don't pay attention, you don't know how bad this is. You know, they're trying to sell these ignorant voters a pig and a poke, basically.
Howie, I hope every one of your members of your audience goes to the Maine Secretary of State website. I think it's still up there. There's a 5-minute cartoon that tries to explain ranked voting. It's from a year ago. And I'll tell you, after watching the cartoon, you're more confused than when you started.
Right.
I'll tell you another thing that's really interesting that I hope everybody in your Massachusetts legislature pays attention to. We did a poll, and it was attached to my testimony to the Committee on Elections in the Massachusetts legislature. We did a poll, and the number one reason why Republicans did not vote last year was confusion about ranked choice voting. That's suppressing the vote. They did it to confuse people. They did it to scam the system, and it worked, unfortunately.
It's called voter suppression, right?
There you go. You bet.
I used to live in Cambridge, Bruce, and we had ranked choice voting there for the city council. And I never heard anybody say, you know, this is a great system. You know, everybody else finds out who got elected to the city council on Tuesday night. We have to wait until Thursday or Friday to find out. How is this a good system?
Well, it isn't. In my case, it was 9 days. I'll tell you another thing that's interesting that a lot of people don't know is that the Supreme Court in the state of Maine ruled rank voting unconstitutional to elect our state office holders like the governor and like the state legislature. But it was silent about federal office holders, and that's what they pushed for. And I was the first in the country to come under this ridiculous, chaotic scam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce. I miss you.
Well, thank you. Well, it is what it is, but I'll tell you, there can be some good that's coming out of this, is that the folks in Massachusetts, and you've got the biggest audience in New England, they better really speak up about this, because you want to see the biggest voter ripoff you're ever going to see coming down the pike. It's ranked choice voting, and it's in front of the Massachusetts legislature. We're putting my testimony, Howie, on my Facebook page tomorrow, so everybody in your audience can read this testimony. It's really clear. It's only 2 pages, and it gets right to the point.
No, it is. You send it along, and it really is very succinct. It's good stuff. Bruce, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again, okay? Thanks for calling in.
Have a great Thanksgiving. You bet.
Thanks. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it, or I'm just too tired tonight. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about the problem. You know, because it's not an incurable disease. There is treatment available. It can be cured fairly simply with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. And with Roman, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I just want you to stay informed. I want everybody to be informed about this. You know, I know we could have probably had more fun, you know, goofing on Deval Patrick this hour, but you need to know. I mean, you got to know what's going on. I mean, these are bad things that they're proposing at the state level. And they're also thinking about banning menthol cigarettes, to get back to that point, too.
We're going to be fine.
Where does it end? They either want to give everything away free or they want to ban it.
But I totally agree with you. And it's easy to just talk national all the time. But a lot of people listen to us because they do want to know what's going on in Mass and in everywhere else, like in New England. And they want to know what kind of scheme the Democrats are trying to pull on them that day.
A failure of human understanding.
A failure of human. There it is.
These aren't just anecdotes, Deval. That's Bruce Poliquin is here to tell us the truth.
You know, long before Ilhan Omar said, some people did something.
Oh, gosh.
Deval Patrick was saying it was a failure of human understanding.
We're going to be fine.
And 3,000 Americans died because there was a failure of human understanding. Some young fellas got on a plane and they flew the planes into skyscrapers in the Pentagon.
And frankly, I got to tell you, with all the other things I'm worrying about, this is not one of them.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about you running for president, I'll tell you that. It's going to be good for laughs. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve. Oh, okay. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just had to say something. I listened to Bruce Poliquin. I'm up in the state of Maine. I was sold a massive bill of goods for this ranked choice voting, and all I want to know is how can I go either take it back or sign a new petition that gets rid of it?
It's going to be difficult. You know how the leftists are, Connie. You know, if they lose a vote, but even by like 55-45, they just say we'll have another vote next Saturday, or we'll have another vote 2 years from now. But once they pass something, they call it settled law, right? Just like if they come up with one study saying that say global warming is a reality, even though it's not a reality, especially in New England tonight, they say it's settled science.
Well, Maisie right? Hirono says it's not a science; it's a religion.
Well, she's right, you know. But the thing is about the First Amendment: the First Amendment guarantees you freedom from religion as well as freedom of religion. So, why are they trying to impose their religion on those of us who don't believe it? You know, the reason we have the First Amendment is because people were tired of paying taxes to the established church, the Church of England, as it was called, when they were Baptists or Methodists or Presbyterians. I mean, the climate. The church, the cult, the climate change cult wants us to pay taxes through things like TCI. It's ridiculous. I don't know what the answer is, Connie. I don't think you're going to get rid of it, unfortunately. It's going to be a long process to get rid of it. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
We had instead of calling it instant run, we called the instant runoff voting here in Burlington.
Yes.
In Burlington, Vermont.
Right.
And I think we ended up with a third place mayor, a guy named Bob Kiss, and he was such a disaster, they ended up doing away with the system after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned this in my column on Sunday. That's a good point. Bernie Sanders' hometown had ranked choice voting, and they got rid of it because it was a disaster, right?
Yeah, they called it instant runoff voting, though.
Instant runoff. What it sounds like? It sounds like the meatless Whopper, Andy, doesn't it?
Well, it's the same thing. You choose three of your from your favorite down to your second choice and your third choice, and after they did the computation, I guess the third place person actually won.
Yeah. I never heard of a third place person winning, but I guess it can happen. The second place person just won in San Francisco. I think something may have happened in the Portland mayor's race too. That's what I'm being told. I don't know. The Limerick guy says it's really amazing how ignorant the general population is for this ranked voting scam. To even get a foothold is amazing to me. Wake up, people. I mean, do you really want to give politicians the right or the opportunity to keep counting the votes over and over again? I mean, what could possibly go wrong, right?
Remember, whose race was it where they kept finding votes everywhere, like in cars and rental cars? And here's another box. We found another box.
They almost stole the election from Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Yes.
They almost stole the election from Rick Scott here in Florida, too. This was just last year in Broward County. They had to get rid of the elections commissioner down here because she was so, I don't know. I'm going to say incompetent. I'm going to be kind. All right. We will be back tomorrow. Bundle up, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.